All right, everybody, welcome back to this emergency special of the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It is just going to be me, Lane, here talking with you for a couple minutes here, just breaking down the big news from yesterday. I apologize, I would have broken it down sooner with an initial reaction, but I was actually on a roof hanging Christmas lights. And at the end of the day, I was pretty tired, so I just went to sleep. Anyways, so with that, the news, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, both have been fired. Matt Patricia, since 2018, has a 13-29-1 record, and Bob Quinn was 31-43-1 during his tenure. 2 weeks ago, we looked like we were in a good shot for a playoff spot, the seventh seed in the NFC. Get shut out in Pennsylvania, which, in my opinion, might have been the worst Lions game I think I've ever watched, and that's saying a lot considering we went 0-16 in some of those years. And then Thanksgiving Day, we got absolutely run out of the building against the Houston Texans, who haven't been able to develop any sort of offense all season, but play a Matt Patricia-led team, and that'll do it for you. So it's a very much needed firing. I feel like we're accelerating a rebuild that was going to happen 2 to 3 years down the road anyways, because of Matt Stafford's age. We haven't had the best of luck getting quarterbacks in the first place, and I think the trade value for Matt isn't going to be much higher. So I feel like if the time is now to do a full-blown rebuild, now, don't get me wrong, he has the tools around him. If you get the right coach in there, we very well could contend next year right out the gate with a rookie coach. Which on Tuesday I'll break down what coaches, what GMs, some interesting names being put out there by players and pundits alike. But getting into this firing, some disturbing details are coming out from some tweets from former players. I'll just break down a couple for you. Darius Slay said he was a problem, though, which if you're not familiar, Matt Patricia told Darius Slay in a film study to get off of Odell Beckham Jr.'s you-know-what. Of course, that led to the divorce of Slay and the Lions. And then A'shaun Robinson says, aha, you told me you'll take my career away from me, but I guess they have other plans for you. So, yeah, I think as we go down the road here, I think we're going to find a very disturbing trend of a Matt Patricia-led team. I myself am meeting Crow today because I thought he would be the one to lead us out of the Jim Caldwell mediocrity years. I mean, don't get me wrong, winning's great, but it's not great if you're 4-25 against winning teams, and I think a lot of people are forgetting that right now. It's going to be interesting. Daryl Bevel is now the head coach, which I'm not excited about because it'll be interesting to see if Matt Patricia is the one stopping the creativity for this Lions-led team. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Stafford, with Galladay. It's going to be a very interesting season. Sheila Ford Hamp came right out and said that her and Rod Wood, which I think Rod Wood should go as well, but those two are going to lead a very comprehensive search. I think this is great. I think this is a move that the Ford family are a little afraid to make. Now, I've made those comments online, and people are reminding me that Lions fired Mariucci in 2005. But I mean that after Thanksgiving, but that was 15 years ago. So, I mean, in 15 years, this is the most significant move they've made at any point during a season. So, I'm optimistic. I think she sees a fans base that's tired. I think the biggest way that you get an owner's attention is you stop going to games and stop buying merchandise. I think that's the best way to get their attention. But we'll get to that at a later date. But, yes, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, the era is over in Detroit. The Patriot way is out. So it is time to bring in some new blood, in my opinion. Somebody exciting, somebody maybe young, maybe old. You'll have to find out Tuesday. But yes, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, fired by the Detroit Lions after a disappointing 3-year tenure. It's about damn time. I'm ready to boost a rebuild. I mean, unfortunately, we're drafting ninth right now, but if we tank, because every game we're remaining does not look favorable for us, that'd probably put us top five. I mean, do you take Trey Lance in the top five? I don't think you do. I don't think you take Wilson. I don't think you take Trask. I don't think you take Mac Jones. I think probably in the top five, I think you take Ja'Marr Chase from LSU. I think the recent success of Justin Jefferson and other LSU wide receivers is going to prove good for the Lions, but we'll see. I could see a Micah Parsons there, 5'2", to help our linebacking core. But yes, we'll break that down at a later date. But thank you guys for listening to me ramble for about 5 minutes. Sunday at 11:52, so don't forget to set your lineups. Playoffs are starting a lot. Fantasy playoffs are starting to start soon, so get ready for that. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to me ramble for 5 minutes. Sorry, I'm reading a couple text messages as we come through. I have a ship shopper shop for us right now. With that, I'm going to close it down. Again, thank you for listening. Subscribe to us, the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you take a look at the Watershed Voice. I believe they're doing a deal right now for new subscribers where you get entered in for a Lowry's gift card, I think for $25, something like that, which is pretty good. I do frequent Lowry's, not as much as I like to, but I do frequent it. So, yeah, guys, with that, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Go Green!